Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. You can tell which diseases are increasing in incidence or conditions and symptoms just by watching the drug ads on television, and apparently one of the new epidemics is dry eye syndrome, and the drug companies are spending millions of dollars every day on network television telling the public that the best way to address it is with prescription drugs and eye drops and that sort of thing. So I've had some inquiries about this recently, and so it's always easier to talk to all of you than to answer them individually, and a good excuse to add something to the Health Brace library about it. But anyway, dry eye is formally defined as a condition in which either tear production is low or there's an imbalance between tear production and tear drainage. In some cases, the quality of the tears may be reduced also. Now, the result is irritation, feelings of scratching or burning in the eyes, a sensation that there are particles in the eyes, blurred vision, and the symptoms are a result of the fact that the tears are needed to lubricate the eyes, to wash out particles and keep the eye surface clean and clear, and when that's not going on, then you end up feeling this irritation and scratching and that sort of thing. Women are much more likely to have the condition than men, particularly after the age of 65, and there's some evidence that hormonal status may be related to it. Hormone replacement therapy, menopause, pregnancy, and the use of oral contraceptives may be contributors, and of course those are all common circumstances and medications. Causes include medications like antihistamines, decongestants, blood pressure medications, and antidepressants. And then there are some autoimmune diseases like Sjogren's and rheumatoid arthritis, hypothyroidism, diabetes, chronic inflammation also can contribute to this as well. And then there are environmental factors like exposure to cigarette smoke, sitting in front of a computer for a long time, and LASIK surgery. So if you are experiencing dry eye syndrome, the first place to start is to ask yourself, am I taking medications that lead to this? Do I have hormone problems that are causing this? Does somebody in my house smoke? Go through the whole laundry list, and you may be able to solve this without prescription drugs. If you have dry eyes and are taking any of those medications, stop. Also, cleaning up your diet goes a long way in reducing inflammation, and also stopping and even backing off autoimmune diseases like Sjogren's and rheumatoid arthritis. And of course, the key is to try to get at the cause of this rather than always dealing at the symptom level, which is the best that these drugs and drops and things that you see advertised on TV can do. The use of over-the-counter tear solutions can relieve symptoms while you're fixing the underlying cause. And some of the eye ointments can be helpful if the drops aren't sufficient. But the bottom line is that actually very few people should require some type of prescription drug or drop as a way of addressing this. And so, go on ahead and try those things first. Try making things better before agreeing to take anything prescription-wise. So anyhow, that is all for now. Have a great day. Hope I have shed some light on this increasingly common issue. And if any of you are suffering from it, I've given you some clues as to where to start to fix yourself before you show up in a doctor's office and ask for drugs and drops. All righty. That's all for now, and have a great day.